This chart shows the contribution of human action to reliability incidents at a Shell facility in North America in 2011 and 2012. In 2011, out of the total number of reliability incidents that occurred in the chemical and refinery plants, 6.3% of the events at the chemical plant and 4.8% of the events at the refinery were attributed to human action or unreliable human performance. In 2012, the number of incidents were even lower, with unreliable human performance being attributed to 2.2% of the events at the chemical plant and 2.1% of the events at the refinery. Now, these numbers may seem rather insignificant unless you also consider the economic loss associated with the incidents. 23.3% of the production loss due to reliability incidents at the refinery was as a result of human action or unreliable human performance in 2011. And in 2012, human action or unreliable human performance was the cause of a staggering 30.4% of the production loss due to reliability incidents. Just a few reliability incidents at the refinery in 2012 attributed to human action or unreliable human performance, but they had a major economic impact, and thus are strong evidence as to a business case for human factors engineering. By applying human factors engineering design principles, we aim to minimize the occurrence of human error and the consequences of error in case it occurs. This affects not only safety, but also production and business performance, as is clear from this example.